welcome to tonight's live performance. Welcome to tonight's live performance of the Tobolowsky Files. My name is David Chen. I'm the senior editor at SlashFilm.com, and we have a real... Appreciate that. Okay, guys, we have a real treat in store for you tonight, but first, we have a couple quick announcements. At this point in the evening, please deactivate any cell phones, pagers, anything. Exactly! Boo! Boo on cell phones and pagers that go off during a show. Anything that makes a delight or a noise, please no flash photography. It can be distracting. No video recording during the show. We really appreciate it. If any of that stuff goes off during the show while Steven's telling his stories, you will feel quite lame. So please do not do that. Okay, anyway. So now that that unpleasantness is over, again, like I said, we have a real treat in store for you tonight. An interesting evening of storytelling and Q&A with a man who, by any measure, has lived a fascinating life. Stephen Tobolowsky has appeared in over 200 TV shows and films. He is ranked by USA Today as one of the top 10 most frequently seen actors in films. You may know him. You may know him as Stu Beggs in Californication. You may know him as Sammy Jenkins in Memento. As Ned Ryerson in Groundhog Day. And as Buttcrack Plumber in You May Now Kiss a Bride, Stephen Tobolowsky. I said, so I'd be practicing, and I said, my name's David Chen, and then I'd be like, ah! And that was a reasonable approximation that you guys... What you guys
did. David always likes to, you know the Tobolowsky Files, David always likes to kind of jazz me with, like, dopamine parts I've played at certain points of time, and he enjoys to bring up Buttcrack Plumber. But, you know, David, you learn something with every part you play. And if there are any young actors out there, any actors in the audience, I learned a lot of important things when I played Buttcrack Plumber. One of the most important was always read the script before you say yes. What was really, really special, I don't know if you know this, but what was really special was a Rob Penn, who was the writer-director of that, actually called me up and said, Stephen, I have written a part especially for you. No, but on a side note to the Buttcrack Plumber, I was at the Big Bear Film Festival, and I ran into the great Academy Award composer. He did
the Pixar film Up.
Pixar film Up, and he did your favorite film,
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I think you're talking about Michael Giacchino, the music composer.
Yes, yeah. Music composer, and really special guy. And he said something to me that I thought was pretty profound at the moment. I wanted to pass it on. And he said that, like it or not, all of us, at one point in time, are going to become a list. And certainly actors with their resumes, but on a first date, talking over a table with your beloved, or trying to get a job with an employer, or at your own memorial, when a friend says something, you will become a list, and some of us on that list will have Buttcrack Plumber. And that is why I've adopted the motto, never judge a man by the roles he's had to play, but try to judge him by what he's learned from playing those roles. That's my wife. Anyway, I have more to talk about with Butt Crack Plumber later, so if you could remind me about Butt Crack.
I will do that. Now, most people know Stephen Tobolowsky from the various roles he's played. I know Stephen primarily as a masterful storyteller. We've preserved some of Stephen's stories in the form of a radio show called The Tobolowsky Files. Now, Stephen, you have two rules for your storytelling, isn't that right?
I have two rules, and you should all know these rules today because they will apply here tonight. And that is, all the stories I tell are true, and they all happen to me. And the reason I do this, first of all, I make all the stories true, because I have learned through time that true will trump clever any day of the week. And I make sure all the stories have to do with me, because then you don't have the notorious friend of a friend who, and you get off the beaten track with stories that aren't true. And that is what they will get tonight. So David, I will start. I will see you later, sir.
Good luck.
With more support.
Break a leg. Break a leg. Break a leg.
Tonight I wanted